Hi, all. So I struggle with this confession of sin just because it's taking things out of Scripture and then coming up with something that, some points, some things that we should think about. But so I try my best here, so sorry. So our reaction to God is can either bring us closer to Him and allow us, or allow our sin to separate us from Him. So there's a couple of examples I picked from Exodus 34, where God is creating the second set of tablets for Moses. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgressions, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. Moses made haste to bow low toward the earth and worship. He said, "If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go along in our midst, even though the people are so obstinate, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your own possession." So some things, some points about this passage are that Moses' reaction to God. So his humbleness before God. He was conscientious of his own sinfulness, and that God is the only one who forgives sins, and that we are his, and we ought to trust in him. I'm going to contrast that with Genesis 4, 6 to 8. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it." Cain told Abel, his brother, and it came about when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. So Cain's reaction to God's command was to rebel against what God said, not to watch out, right? Not to be aware that sin is at the door, and to trust in him. He does not recognize his own sinfulness. He trusts in himself. And he then becomes Satan's child and trusts in him. So I think I got the same passages for Elisha and Naaman and his cleansing. You see that Naaman responds to God's prophet. He has humbleness to do what he asks of him. He's conscious of his own need for healing, and he knows that God is the only one that can heal him. And so he trusts in him, and he's healed. Whereas Gehazi, then right after that, says his reaction to God's prophet is he rebels against the command of God's prophet. He doesn't understand his own sinfulness. What he's doing is sin. He trusts in his own wisdom, and then he doesn't trust in God's word. So this is a couple of examples of that kind of progression of sin. Thank you.